Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalms 15:1-5. Not every one is permitted to abide in the tabernacle of God. The hill where he dwells is holy. They who come unto him must come in holiness. The righteous come unto God. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:12. The righteous man is described. The righteous man is one who lives according to the divine rule of righteousness. The righteous man will follow the divine rule of ethics that God has delivered. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked, 1 John 2:6. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom, James 3:13. The righteous man has a conduct that is righteous, even as God himself is righteous. The righteous man speaks truth and does not err with his tongue. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, Ephesians 4:29. The righteous man does good to those with whom he has communication, and does no harm. Let us do good unto all men, Galatians 6:10. The eyes of the righteous do not look with favor upon the evil. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, Romans 12:9. The righteous have a contempt for immorality and sinfulness. The righteous honors those who fear God and love God. The righteous man does not accept ill-gotten gain from the innocent. A woe was pronounced by God upon those which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him, Isaiah 5:23. Honesty and truth are the garments which are worn by the righteous man. The man who lives by these standards will not be overcome, nor deserted by God. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.